now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. President Xi Jinping's called on Chinese political advisors to build broad consensus to contribute to Chinese modernization. He made the remarks in a group meeting during the second session of the 14th National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. President Xi called on the political advisors to conduct research and effectively offer suggestions based on the country's major strategic tasks. Political advisors from the Revolutionary Committee of the Chinese Kuomintang, the science and technology industry, and the environmental sector attended that meeting. Chinese authorities say the country has the confidence, capabilities, and conditions to meet its economic and social development targets for this year. National Development and Reform Commission Director Zheng Xianjie made the remarks on the sidelines of the ongoing session of the National Legislature.
This year we have set the target at around 5%. This is a decision made by the CPC Central Committee and the State Council based on balanced consideration of various factors. It is made through scientific analysis and assessment and takes into account both immediate and long-term needs and possibilities. The target is in alignment with the goals and requirements of the 14th Five-Year Plan and commensurate with the potential of economic growth. It is a positive target that can well be attained through vigorous efforts.
Meantime, the governor of the People's Bank of China said there's ample room for the country's monetary policy. Pan Gongsheng said they'll work to strike a balance between seeking steady growth and preventing risk. Chinese transport authorities say there were 8.4 billion trips during Chunyun, or the Spring Festival travel rush. Road trips accounted for over 80% of the total during the 40-day period, which ended on Tuesday. The National Railways transported 484 million passengers, with an average of over 12 million per day. The figure was up 39% compared to the previous year and is a nearly 19% increase compared to the same period in 2019. Hainan Province recorded offshore duty-free sales of 7.4 billion yuan, or roughly $1 billion U.S. dollars, during the 2024 Spring Festival travel rush. Nearly 940,000 shoppers purchased duty-free products on the island in southern China. In 2023, Haikou Customs recorded total offshore duty-free sales of 43.7 billion yuan. Egyptian officials say there are difficulties in the negotiations to reach a truce between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. However, they don't reveal the nature of these difficulties or details of the items in dispute between the two sides. Since Sunday, Egypt has been hosting a new round of discussions to reach a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, with the participation of delegations from Qatar, the United States, and the Gaza ruling Hamas movement. David Biller has more from Jerusalem.
We're told by a senior Egyptian official, two officials actually, that Hamas presented a proposal which mediators will converse with Israel about in coming days. Hamas officials came out and said that Israel's still not accepting its demands for a permanent ceasefire and full withdrawal from Gaza. Indeed, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that deal or no deal, Israel is going to go into the southernmost city of Rafah, which is the last remaining Hamas stronghold, and that a deal would just delay that action.
The World Food Program says the war in Sudan risks triggering the world's largest hunger crisis. It said over 25 million people across Sudan, South Sudan, and Chad are trapped in a spiral of deteriorating food security. The WFP said 90% of people facing emergency levels of hunger in Sudan are stuck in areas that are largely inaccessible to the UN agency. Meantime, the Sudanese government said it's allowed humanitarian aid to enter through new border crossings in a bid to alleviate an imminent widespread crisis in the country. Greece says it's ready to welcome more Chinese visitors in 2024, with increased direct flights between the two countries starting April the 1st. The Greek National Tourism Organization is expecting Chinese tourist arrivals to exceed the pre-pandemic level this year. Air China will boost its Athens-Beijing flights from 3 to 5 per week using the larger Airbus A350 aircraft. Another Chinese carrier, Juneyao Airlines, will launch a second direct route linking Athens to Shanghai starting from April the 2nd. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.